USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
South Korea has reported its 1 millionth COVID-19 case. It did so as the country set another record for daily case counts. More than 38,000 cases were logged Sunday as the country grapples with a wave driven by the Omicron variant. The high daily case counts have come sooner than public health officials had expected. Meanwhile, another vaccine against COVID has been announced.
A South African company says it's developed a COVID-19 vaccine based on publicly released data on Moderna's vaccine. Afrigen Biologics says it could start human trials by the end of the year. The creation of the vaccine without the original developer's assistance and approval is thought to be a first.
That was USA Radio's Chris Barnes. Jackass Forever topped the box office this weekend. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product. And I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Russia could invade Ukraine at any moment, according to a senior advisor to President Biden. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was making the rounds on the Sunday morning talk circuit, including to ABC's This Week.
He has put himself in a position with military deployments to be able to act aggressively against Ukraine at any time now, and we are working hard to rally our allies, to provide material support to the Ukrainians, to reinforce our eastern allies, in particular Poland and Romania and the Baltic states.
Sullivan added that Russia has assembled at least 70% of the military firepower it likely intends to have in place by the middle of the month. He said that the conflict would come at an enormous human cost. Germany's Johann Ludwig is the Olympic champion in men's luge, adding the gold to the World Cup title that he won this season. It's the 11th time in 16 Olympics a German man has won the luge title. That includes back to the days of East and West Germany. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hundreds of peaceful protesters took to the streets of downtown Minneapolis Saturday, days after Amir Locke was fatally shot by a Minneapolis police SWAT team while executing a no-knock warrant on behalf of the St. Paul Police Department. Karen Wells, Locke's mother, was among the protesters.
Never would I have imagined that I would be standing up here talking about the execution of my son by the Minneapolis Police Department.
Locke, a black man, was fatally shot three times after he was spotted with a weapon as he was waking up on police body cam footage, though his finger was not on the trigger. Many of the protesters called for several resignations, including from Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Fry and Interim Police Chief Amelia Huffman. The incident comes as the city is still dealing with the fallout over the police murder of George Floyd. A federal trial for three officers involved in Floyd's death began about a couple of weeks ago. In Canada, protests against COVID-19 public health measures entered their second weekend. Trucks blocked the downtown core of Ottawa, that country's capital city. Big rigs and other vehicles with signs blasting Prime Minister Justin Trudeau with vulgar language blocked main arteries and intersections. By midday Saturday, 1,000 vehicles, about 5,000 protesters, and at least 300 counter-protesters were reportedly in the streets of Ottawa. News anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.